friends. Hello, beautiful people. I am so grateful you're here. So excited to have you with me. And I'm just so stoked that you guys decided to come and spend the next 30 minutes or so with me. This is the first episode of Forest Fire Rising, my new podcast. My name is Shauna. I am an artist and content creator from Minnesota. I do that mostly full time. I do put full time hours and energy into it. And now I'm a podcaster. I also have a part time job. Just to be transparent, I work about 10 hours a week. A big goal of mine soon is to quit that and just be a creator and artist full time, but not quite there yet. But I'm hoping this is a good step into growing and getting to the spot that I'm really supposed to be. This is a podcast. We're going to talk about everything. We are going to talk about life, my journey, how I went from being a college graduate with a salary job, a 9-to-5, to quitting and completely changing careers and working for myself, being an artist, being a influencer, content creator, connecting with so many other people. I just love the connections that I've been able to make through social media. It's just a beautiful community to connect with like-minded people. We are going to talk about spirituality. I love spirituality, connecting with the earth, connecting with the moon and the water and the elements. I love it. And that is definitely going to make an appearance on this podcast. And we're going to talk about wellness, holistic healing, health, healthy fitness, healthy living, and not just healthy for your body, but healthy for your mind too. We'll definitely eventually touch on healthy relationships with fitness and being healthy. And we'll talk about art and using your creativity to just create. And I'll be sharing my tips and insights that I have learned throughout the last couple years and just of my life. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for me to share with you guys what I know. I sometimes think about what is meant for me bigger in this life, and I always think that I want people to know what I know. And I oftentimes struggle to make posts about it and videos, and it's hard to really get all that information across in that way. So I thought it would be perfect to start a podcast. I would love to have guests eventually. I would love to connect deeper with some of those people from the online community that I just spoke about. I think it would be great to have some of those people on. And we're just going to be super connected. We're going to be vulnerable. I'm going to be as real as possible with you guys. This is actually the second time I'm recording this episode. I did it the first time and it did turn out good. But I think that I was just too worried about what it's supposed to sound like and how it's supposed to be and not just how it is. I live with ADHD, and we're definitely going to talk about that and focus in the brain and what I have learned about that and what I know about all that. And I am going to jump around. I'm going to trail off because that's just how it is. I'm going to say because that's how I talk. I am here to be as real and authentic with you guys as possible. And I just want to be super vulnerable. And I want to show you guys that you guys can be authentic and vulnerable as well. And there's just so many topics that I want to touch on so that everybody knows that we all just have similar struggles and similar experiences and different ways to connect. And there's just so much knowledge to be known. And I just think that part of my path is to bring some of this value to the world, to share what I know in a more streamlined way, such as a podcast. And I just think that if I can motivate or help one person, if I can motivate somebody to make art, if I can motivate somebody to make a choice that is for them and nobody else, if I can motivate somebody to make art again or start making art, if I can motivate somebody to choose themselves, if I can motivate you guys to just be happier and healthier and live a life for you, just one person, that would just be all that I need for this to be worth it. And another reason I wanted to do this podcast is it just sounded fun. It sounded fun for me, and I just wanted to do it for myself as well as part of my creative process and my way of getting things out. In the beginning of this episode, one idea I had was to pull an oracle card. I did mention that I really am into spirituality and signs from the universe, and I just think it would be a good idea to pull a card at the beginning of each episode. I would like to eventually videotape the podcast and put it on YouTube, but I don't know that I'm quite that comfortable yet. Hopefully after a few episodes, I'll be able to do that. So you guys will just have to trust that I'm pulling the card, but hopefully soon you can see it. Okay. We're using the Herbal Astrology Oracle by Adriana Iles. I love this deck. If you're into herbalism and holistic healing and just herbal magic and medicine, it's definitely a great deck. Okay. Oh my goodness, you guys. I am shocked. So the card I pulled was Arnica. It's a super healing herb. It's used for pain and healing. I use it for my wrist ailments that I have, and it has worked super good. But the name on the card is Teacher, which I think is incredible that I pulled that, because I want to be a teacher to you guys and I want you guys to be a teacher to me. I think this is all about always being a teacher, always being a student, you know, always a student, always a teacher. We're always teaching and learning from each other and the world around us. And Arnica is just a great, great start to this podcast, I would say. The book says, draw upon the power of your tribe to discover the power of co-creative support. Holding your unique power within a community further empowers your vision and capacity. I just am so excited to share my power with this community further and to more deeply connect with all of you that like to tune in with me every week. I'm just super excited for this to begin in this new path for me and for us and for Forest Fire. Let's get into the episode. So today's episode is going to be about my life, how I started making decisions for me, how I started choosing myself and doing what I think that I'm meant to do, following a path that is so authentically me versus where I started and how I used to follow a path that just is what society tells us that we're supposed to do. And I just want to talk about how I took the leap to make choices for myself and to choose a life that is happy for me. And along the way, I learned that life is so fun. Life is supposed to be fun. Like, so many people walk around every day just somewhat miserable and somewhat uncomfortable. And I think people just don't know that they're allowed to have a fun life and they're allowed to choose what they want and they're allowed to be the main character. But yeah. Let's get into it. I have a chemistry degree. I graduated college. I have a bachelor's. I did the whole thing that you're supposed to do after high school. I got a 9-to-5 and it did not work out for me. It did work out, but I just had to change. I live in a small town. I went to school in a small town. I was a cheerleader. I was very athletic. I've always been athletic. I love exercising and movement, and it's just a great outlet for me to use up some of this ADHD energy I have and focus some of it on something good. I had a dream of being a forensic scientist. I wanted to be in a crime lab. I wanted to help solve crimes, and I really did like science. I'm still pretty into science. I still love indulging in some of that research. But I dreamed of being a forensic scientist. I was a very gifted kid. I was getting good grades. I was in all the honors classes, all the AP classes. I was doing it. I was great on paper. I did it all that I was supposed to do. Like, my parents didn't really have to remind me to do my homework. They didn't really have to remind me to do anything. I just did it all. I was doing it. I didn't need much guidance. I knew what I was supposed to be doing. And now I look back and I know that I was just doing all of that because that's what I was supposed to do. And I was just worried that if I failed, I would have to, I don't know, things would just go so bad. And that's one thing I have learned along the way is to be less afraid of failure, because it always just ends up working out somehow. If you believe and if you just keep going and persevering, it all ends up working out. And part of this journey for me has been to learn to not be so afraid of failure. And I think when I was a teenager and in school, I was just afraid of having to deal with things not going good. Obviously, that all helped me get to where I am now. I don't regret anything. But I was just doing that all because of, that's what I thought you were supposed to do. Like, you're supposed to get good grades and you're supposed to go to college. And when I finally did graduate high school, I did go to college. I pretty much knew before I went to college what I was going to do. I knew that I was going to try to get into forensic science. And because of that, I only toured one school. That's how sure I was. There's one school in Minnesota. Minnesota's where I live. I forgot to mention that earlier. One school in Minnesota that offered forensic science education, and that is the only school that I toured. That's how sure I was. Me and my mom went and toured, and I remember we were so excited. My parents were so excited, and I was just doing what I was supposed to do, and it felt right at the time because of how exciting it all seemed, going off to college and leaving my hometown to go get an education. I was also just super set on becoming educated. Like, being educated was important to me, and now I know that you can be educated in a million different ways. Knowledge and education can just as well come through experience as it does through traditional schooling. But being educated was important to me. I was in college. I got good grades. It went good. I didn't have much problems in college. I did my classes. I passed them. I knew my major. I was on set to graduate. And I just kept doing what needed to be done. That was a big thing before I decided to switch careers, is I just did what needed to be done. And there's also out of responsibility and self-discipline, which are two great traits of mine. But just trying to do what I thought was right. I was trying to find internships, trying to find jobs prospects after college. I knew even in college that was not the path that I was supposed to be on. I had little signs and gut feelings from pretty early on. I think the first year in college, I knew I had the first idea of doing something different, of maybe this is not what I really want to do. This was the first year of college. As a teenager, I was really into makeup. I've always been big into art and creativity. I've always been an artist. And I was kind of struggling to balance school and what I enjoyed. I was trying to create art and makeup looks outside of school. I was doing people's makeup for fun. I was doing people's makeup for photo shoots. And I started thinking, like, why can't I do this? I think I want to drop out and learn how to do makeup. Makeup was my first art love. It was my first medium I was really good at. I grew up in, 2016 is when I graduated high school. So I was a teenager, right when makeup tutorials on YouTube and makeup gurus and makeup influencers were just starting to get super popular. And I was all about all of that. I loved it. And now it's funny, I don't even really wear that much makeup. I have found other art loves and other hobbies that I love even more. But that was my first art. And the first time that I thought that I maybe want to do something else. But everybody I told this to, they didn't take me seriously. I told my parents and they were like, why would you do that? Like, they basically were like, no, you're not going to do that. Like, they just didn't take me seriously. Nobody thought that I seriously could do this. And my roommate just thought it was kind of silly. And so I forgot about it. I never thought about it again, which is fine. That was not part of my path anyway. But that was my first real gut feeling that I was not supposed to be here. I was supposed to be somewhere else. And I already started college. People were counting on me to finish it. I mean, at the time, I thought that I wanted to finish it. So I don't regret not acting on that thought, because obviously makeup was not part of my path based on where I am now. And I don't regret it. I don't regret college. I don't regret going to college or the experience I had. I got to leave my own hometown for a few years. And I met one of my best friends in college and had a lot of great experiences. Like, I don't regret anything that I've done. Part of switching careers like this and part of accepting this new path I'm on is not having regrets and thinking that all of this that I've been through has taught me something. And I know for sure it taught me what I don't want to do is work in a laboratory, which was hard for me to process at the time because that is what I had wanted to do for so long, or at least it's what I thought I wanted to do. It was going to be a good job. It was going to be a good career. I was going to be able to live my life doing that. And then I did graduate college. And it was fine, but it was easy and it was boring and I did not really fit in. I think of this one time. So right before I graduated college, I had this internship, and part of my exit interview for this internship, it was at a crime lab in St. Paul, Minnesota. I had this really great internship, and part of my exit interview was my supervisor, my mentor in this internship. She told me that I was going to have to grow up a little bit. And that is the word she used when I graduated, told me I was going to have to grow up a little bit for these jobs that I wanted. And I can't believe that I did not just take that so seriously and really think, like, is this where I want to work? At the time, I had a bunch of piercings. I still have a bunch of piercings. I had some tattoos. I have even more now. And I had green hair. And she told me I was going to have to tone it down a little bit for the workplace. And I just can't believe that that did not strike me as something so serious. Like, I just thought that I was going to be able to change who I was when I started working. Like, I was going to be able to just take my piercings out every day and cover up my clothes. Like, I had to wear a lab coat every day. And I was just, at the time, thought that I was going to be able to be fine putting a lab coat on top of my beautiful outfits every day. And I love clothes. I love expressing myself through fashion and style and accessories. And looking back, I never would have been able to do that. It's part of the reason why I quit, is being unable to be my fully true self at work. I was having to show up at work basically made up to be somebody that I really wasn't. Like, I had to tone it down. I had to put a lab coat on every day over my clothes, and I just could not do that. And it really did make me sad to have to do that. And working was good. Like I said, it was easy and boring. I had a lot of downtime at work, a lot of time to just think. These jobs did give me a lot of time to reflect. I started working right at the beginning of the pandemic, so I was on call. I had a lot of random days off. The job was just boring, and I was constantly solving other people's problems. Now, I know that this is part of an entry-level position, but I was not about it. I was constantly just giving other people's samples to figure out, and I would collect data for them. Working in this lab, I would collect data for other people. I would give them the answers and they would work on their projects. But I wanted my own projects. I wanted my own problems to solve. And just the fact that I wanted to be doing more, it frustrated me every day. I had a gut feeling that I just was supposed to do something else. And for the longest time, I thought that that thought would go away once I started to get more advanced positions. But the more experience I got and the more people I talked to, it just did not work out that way. And I was still looking for better jobs. I was still interviewing for better jobs. And let's see, I worked in the lab for about a year and a half. And throughout that whole time, I was always just looking for a better job, something more stable, something with better pay, you know, and I was not getting hired. I kept getting these sincere rejection letters. I know if you have interviewed for a job, you know, a lot of times the letter you get is, sorry, it didn't work out this time, but I was getting like, you did good, but we had this other person, or you did great, we'll keep you on our list, sorry, but no job. And it just seemed like there was always somebody more qualified to take the job, always. And I just was not getting hired, no matter how many interviews I did. And I know I was interviewing good, and I know that I was a good candidate for all these jobs, but I just wasn't getting them. And this was another big sign for me, because what is yours would never pass you by. If something is meant to be for you, it's not going to pass by you. You're not going to see your dreams just pass by you if they're for you. And these jobs were just constantly passing by me, and I could not figure out why. I could not figure out why I wasn't getting hired. It was so frustrating. It really made my self-esteem not good. Like, I just couldn't figure out what I had to do differently. And now I know that the thing I had to do differently was lead a whole other path, a whole other job, make decisions that were for me. And yeah, I just kept getting this feeling that I was meant for more. I would constantly be on my phone trying to research, like, what could I do instead? Like, what, thinking about my talents, asking my friends. And at this time, I had no plans to quit the chemistry field. I was still just, anything creative I was doing was on the side, and I never really looked at it as anything real, because that's just what I was brought up to think, and that's what everyone around me, like, yeah, we have our Instagram pages, and yeah, I make some art sometimes, but it's not for real. Like, it's just for fun. And looking back, it's really interesting to me now, because I've always was a creative kid and I always have been artsy, but that was always just a hobby. Like, it was just something I was good at. Like, for cheerleading, we had to make banners, and who got to do the drawings and the letters? I did, because I was good at them. Like, if you needed something drawn for you, if you needed something artsy made, like, people would come to me because I was talented at art. But that was just a hobby. It was just an extra thing. Like, it wasn't ever anything that I had thought to do anything with, or anybody else had mentioned to me that was possible to do anything with. And finally, I decided to start my business. My business is called Forest Fire Adornments. I do mostly wire wrapping jewelry. I make stunning crystal pieces with wire and stones, and I make some beaded jewelry, and I paint, and I have a lot of visual art as well. And I kind of just make whatever makes me happy to make, but my business is called Forest Fire Adornments. I'm not going to plug it too much in this podcast, but I do want y'all to be aware of it. I do put full-time hours, full-time energy into my art and content creation. So I started my business on Etsy before I quit my 9-to-5. Probably, let's see, a whole year and a half, I think, before I quit. A year before I quit my 9-to-5, I started my jewelry business. And I was busy all the time. The reason I started it, because I kept seeing everyone around me have these small businesses, and people were selling things on Instagram, and people my age had art that they were making, and people were making these incredible things and selling them and making money, and they just seemed so happy doing it. It just seemed like such an exciting thing to do to me. So I just kept thinking, if they can do it, so can I. But I did do this before I quit my 9-to-5. And at this point, I still did not have plans to fully dive into art yet. But I was busy all the time. I was going home after work and creating stuff and photographing stuff and listing stuff. I was making content to promote it. I was growing my Instagram and TikToks. And that's what I was doing after work and on my lunch breaks. I would do that on the weekends. And that's what I did. And I just kept meeting other people doing the same thing. And I truly believe that if you are constantly being shown something, it is because it's showing you that it is possible. I was constantly seeing people live this free, creative life that I just thought was so cool. And if this is constantly being shown to me, then it's because it's possible. I can do that too. I fell in love with the jewelry making right away. I started sharing my art, and I loved the attention I was getting for it, and I loved that people would buy it, and I just could not believe that I would make art, and I would list it, and people would buy it. That was just so cool, like, so cool to me that I could create something, and people would spend their money on it. Like, people loved what I had to share enough to buy it. This community is somewhere that I fit in way more. In the chemistry community, I was fine. Like, I was smart. I was good at my job. I made some small talk with my coworkers. I made some friends. But overall, these people were just working their 9-to-5, and we didn't really have similar interests. And I just overall didn't fit in. Now, obviously, you can look and do whatever hobbies you want. You don't have to be a certain way to work a certain job. But for me, I just felt it in my gut. I don't fit in here. This is not where I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life. And the gut feeling just kept growing and growing. And eventually I was like, I can't do this. I cannot spend every day of my life doing this boring thing that I had worked so hard for. But I don't like it. Like, I work so hard, but I don't like it. And I have to do something else. Like, I just had so much joy creating art and sharing art. And I was like, that is what I'm supposed to do. And I just kept getting these signs. And at my job, I had a disagreement. And I was given the perfect opportunity to quit. Pretty much no hard feelings, no hard resignation or anything like that. Like, I was just able to quit and leave. And that's what I did. I took the opportunity to quit, and I never looked for another chemistry job again. And I decided that I was going to put all my time and energy into my art, into what I felt I was supposed to be doing instead. And this, just right away, it brought me so much joy to nourish my inner child in this way and bring some of my joys from childhood into my adult life. It's so important to just do what makes you happy. Like, I was always a creative. I was always the art kid in the family, and it made me so happy to be creating full time again. And now I paint weekly when I hadn't painted for years before. After loving painting when I was a kid, and I was able to dress how I wanted every day. Like, now I'm able to take photos and videos and make money from them every day. And when I was a kid, I loved dressing up. And I just think it's so important to think about what you really truly love before society told you that you're supposed to do it this way instead. It was just so good for me to nourish my inner child that way. And that is where I really learned that life is supposed to be enjoyable. Now, I will be transparent. When I quit my job, I was in a decent position. Me and my partner, Jeremiah, were living with my parents at the time. So we were living pretty cheap. I had a decent amount in savings, so I was in a good position to just quit and put all my energy into something else. And it's just so incredible that I was given that opportunity, and I'm so grateful every day that I was able to make that switch. And it was hard. It was hard to bring myself to do that. It took a lot of trusting myself. It took a lot of work on my growth mindset. I had to learn to trust myself because I was now working for myself, and I had to trust every decision that I made fully. And that was hard. It was hard to get there. Trusting yourself is really hard. So I have some tips for you guys that I learned along the way about trusting yourself and learning that life is supposed to be enjoyable. My first tip is to do everything you say you're going to do. It's so important when you tell yourself you're going to do something that you do it. Whether that's going to the gym or waking up early or starting a new project, you have to do it. If you consider yourself a reliable person, and I hope you do, why wouldn't you be reliable for yourself? You wouldn't tell your friend that you were going to do something and then not do it, because that would just be really shitty of you. And why would you treat yourself that way? So if you make a promise with yourself, you should do it. Obviously, listen to your body. Don't overpush yourself. But when you say you're going to do something, do it. And that is how you can build some trust with yourself. And then you're not letting yourself down, which helps you build more trust with yourself and just moving forward confidently with every decision and task that you take on. You just have to do it. Some other tips I have is spending time alone. Trusting yourself and building your intuition really takes a lot of getting to know yourself. If you have constantly been in a state of working and coming home, watching TV and going to bed, you have no time to know yourself. Spend time alone. If you are constantly with friends, that's great. That's great. But you need time alone to really get to know yourself. Like, who are you? What do you like? What does that little kid inside you like to do? What are your true interests? How can you truly be authentically yourself? And another part of that is spending time alone sober. I am a big fan of weed, marijuana, but it is, and I love it to calm my mind sometimes. The ADHD goes crazy, but it's really important to figure out who you are without any altering, without any other people around. Spend time with yourself, and that is how you can build your intuition and establish boundaries with yourself and others. One thing I'm working on right now as part of trusting myself is not being on my phone so much. I am the kind of person that will message you back within a minute after you message me because I just cannot help it. I can't help but grab my phone. And I'm trying to set a boundary, a hard boundary, where I only check my phone a few times a day, and I don't have to reply to everybody. I don't have to be available to everybody all the time, and it is hard, but I'm working on it. So set boundaries with yourself and others. Get to know yourself and set boundaries. Be firm on these boundaries. Don't go back on things, because that is how you distrust yourself. If you set a boundary and then you let it break, that is so much distrust to yourself, because you can't trust yourself that you are going to stand up for yourself and do what you said you were going to do. So establish those boundaries and stick with them. And just also know that you might never be ready to take a leap like this. But doing it scared is better than never doing it. And another big thing I learned is adopting a growth mindset. This change, it forced me to change my mindset almost completely, because I had put so much time and energy into college and getting good grades and working my 9-to-5 that I felt so much shame. Like, I do talk about how excited I was to make this switch, but it also was a super confusing and shameful time for me. Because I had put so much money and time, and my family had put so much money and time, and people had put so much hope and expectations that they have used their years on. And I was doing something new. I was throwing it all away to follow this new path that had nothing to do with anything that I had already spent all this time and money on. And that was pretty shameful for me. I had a lot of shame around that. And I just had to learn that that was okay. Like, we're allowed to change. Change is the only constant. Like, we are human beings. We are constantly changing. We're constantly growing and finding new things and discovering new opportunities and meeting new people. Change is always happening, and we have to allow it to change. So even though I put all that time and money into college and working, it's fine. It's fine, because I learned what I don't want to do, and we're allowed to change. I am allowed to pick a new path that makes me happier, because I am the main character in my life. I'm allowed to choose myself. I am allowed to flow with what my life brings me. And it's really important that you don't resist some of these changes and flowing that comes your way. because our skills are so malleable and flexible, and we are able to just participate in so many different things. And the more optimistic and certain I started getting about this change, the more excited I was about it, the better things got. And after a while, I just kept thinking, I have to make this work. And I kind of let go of a lot of that shame and just accepted that I was growing and changing and I was finding where I was meant to be. And this is going to help me live a life that I enjoy. And I just kept thinking, I have to make this work. There is no way I can go back because this just brings me so much more joy than working in a chemistry lab did. So I put all my time and energy into this, and that is when I really started seeing growth. One quote I love is, "Energy flows where intention grows." I have it up on a tapestry in my room. And it is so true. When I started putting full time and energy into my art, into my social media pages, that is when things took off. I saw so much growth. I saw the effort that I was putting in give me results. I put my energy, I put my intention into my business, and I saw it work. I saw success with more time and effort. And it is just so true that what you focus on will flourish. I was focusing on growing. I was focusing on creating. I was no longer focusing on the shame that I felt or the uneasiness and regret that I felt. I was just moving forward, and I saw things blow up for me. Things were getting good. And I just am so happy that I discovered that I'm the main character and I got the courage to choose myself. And I hope you guys all know that you are so powerful and you have the ability to live a life that makes you happy. And it is crucial for you to live a life that makes you happy. You are not meant to do things that make you unhappy every day for the rest of your life. And this might not be, you might not have to change jobs as dramatically as I did, but take a vacation, pick up hobbies that you used to love, romanticize going to the grocery store and finding good ingredients to make a yummy meal. Like, there are so many different ways that you can make your life fun. And a big part of that is just living for yourself, living authentically, doing what you want and not what other people expect you to do, because you are the main character and you are able to choose yourself. You can make the choice to change. You can start doing things that make you happy. I mentioned before clothing and dressing, and a lot of people just think that they're supposed to look a certain way or act a certain way, and that's just not the case, especially as adults, as we're growing, and we don't have to be boring. It is important to do what you want to do. Do what you want. Do what you think is right. Not what others think you should do or not what other people are doing. Because life is supposed to be fun. You are supposed to have fun. It's supposed to be a joyous time, your human experience here. It's obviously for learning and growing, and we experience a lot of negative things, but you don't have to go through life every day being bored or sad or just unsatisfied. You can do things as little as buying some clothes you love, listening to music you love, watching cartoons like you used to do that made you happy. Things that you used to do when you were a kid is my best advice to finding things that make you happy. And whether you think that is supposed to be done or not, if it makes you happy, just do it. And that is my challenge for you today, this week, is to do something for your inner child. Wear what you want. Play the music you want. Just do something. Choose yourself. I want you to choose yourself this week and do something for you and not what you think others want you to do, because you are the main character. You are so powerful. You deserve to live a life you enjoy, just like I realized that I was meant to be somewhere else. And now I live a life that I mostly enjoy, and it is wonderful, and I think you guys all deserve the same. And yeah, I think that it was really powerful for me to share this story with you. I don't know that I ever have publicly like this, but that is how I ended up changing from a college graduate working in a chemistry lab to a full-time artist and content creator and now a podcaster. And I'm so excited to see where this opportunity takes me and see where this podcast grows. I'm going to shoot for 2 to 3 episodes a month. We'll see how it goes. But I love you all. I am so, so grateful that you all chose to tune in today, and I will see you all next time. Oh, and also I will put all my socials and my website in the description. And I love you all. You are all so wonderful and powerful. And I hope you guys choose yourself this week.